Wishing you a beautiful Friday and welcome to your teaching. So as we move on and continue all around calm and bringing an energy of calm into our life, I just wanted to talk about something that I felt was quite prominent at the moment. And it's not to go on too much about the external stuff that we're seeing in the world, but I do feel that this is important and even to use it as an analogy for the rest of our life. So at this moment in time, we are seeing a resurgence of COVID very, very spectacularly, particularly, and we're seeing that in Ireland at the moment. I know a lot of you as well are based around the world and it is in different countries too. We're also seeing obviously all the intensity and difficulties and just disgraceful behavior, to be honest, that has gone on in America. And all of this is just the intense energy that is bubbling up to the surface at the moment. You may even be experiencing that kind of intensity in your own personal life. You might be experiencing it in relationships, or you might even be just seeing it externally in your life with other people that may be more close to you. And this is a really good time for us to look and say, okay, if we're going to be living in a world that is going to have quite monumental changes over the next number of years, which it will, and hopefully not as intense as this though, but also when we think about the changes that we want in our own lives, the stress that comes up, as I always use that expression, stress is guaranteed, you know, no matter what happens in life, stress is guaranteed. So the whole point of coming into a calming space does not mean that you're going to be calm 24/7. It means that you're going to be able to bring your body and mind into a calmer place to therefore bring you into balance and build your resilience and build your strength. I do know at the moment there is even a tiredness around resilience. It's like, I'm so tired of having to be resilient and having to be strong to go through these things. And I understand that as well. When we talk about more nurturing words like calming, peaceful energy, flow, balance, joy, that's a more, I suppose, a nicer way to look at it and even a nicer feeling. It's really important for us, I think, to understand that when we're in that space, we are going to be able to better respond to things, react to things, and how we will view things, what perspective we will have on things. So if we use the intensities of what is going on at the moment, and it is quite intense, so we're kind of on the worst case scenario end of things, to be honest, we can see that in the midst of all of that, we can find this place of calm within us and we can experience it around us. So I just thought it was really interesting after, you know, we started this month that so much was going on externally. And as I said, you may be experiencing this stuff internally or in your immediate life. But what I would hope for this month and beyond is that we learn these calming ways. And the best way to bring calm in is there's definitely exercises that we're going to do, like breathing exercises, the meditations I've given to you, you know, the rituals we're going to do this month, the classes we're going to do this month. All of that is to help you on a practical way to look at how you can bring more calm and feel more calm and experience calmness, you know, in the moment. But what we also really need to look at is to feel a sense of peacefulness and to feel a sense of calmness. We have to look at being fully in alignment with ourselves. I have been saying this since November 2019 about the absolute need to be minding ourselves. I wrote it in the thing where in the bundle where I said, you know, self-care is not a choice anymore. It is absolutely essential that we are minding ourselves. And this is the reason why when we're looking at what's going on, when we're seeing all the changes that are coming up in our life, we have got to look after ourselves and also look after each other more than we ever have. So what I would like you to think about today is, what does being in alignment mean to you? So to me, and it's different for all of us, being in alignment for me means that I'm moving in the direction of the way that I know is right for me. I'm moving in the direction of my life that feels really good to me. And I feel the steps I'm taking. I don't know all the steps. I don't have it all figured out. But I know that the steps I'm taking feel like right. They feel in my gut and in my, you know, intuitive self that this is the path that I'm meant to go on. And we all can be in alignment, out of alignment, touching off it sometimes. But that's where the calm comes from. Like an example of this would be when I would teach a meditation class. I love that. Doing its time for me, teaching my classes and even recently doing my kind of my passion project around my dad's cards, none of these things ever feel like work to me, because when I'm in that moment, it's like I'm taken off somewhere else and I just feel so full of passion and so in alignment. You know, even before Christmas, we got such a huge order of my dad's cards, which was amazing, from having the opportunity to be on the Ryan Tuberty Show. It was just an incredible opportunity. I had to pack, you know, over 300 packs of cards, wrap them, gift wrap them all individually within a couple of days. And it was crazy busy, and I was up, like, literally didn't really sleep a lot. But the joy that I got from that, the joy of wrapping all of those parcels and packaging them and everything, was exceptional. And that's because it's so related to my passion and what my real, like, feeling of being in alignment was. And I thought to myself over Christmas and even over this week, you know, starting back into our new month and everything, and loads of new people joining, which has been incredible, that it's like, this is what alignment is about. This is what calm is about. This is what flow is about. That doesn't mean I don't have stress. You know, we had another death in our family on New Year's Eve. My uncle passed away really suddenly. We're still in a state of shock from that. And yet in the midst of that, when I was doing all the work on It's Time For Me, it brought me back into myself. It brought me out of the sadness and out of the grief, back into myself. And that is my hope for you for this month and beyond, that we can come together and find ways individually that we feel in alignment and feel clear and feel this space that we can move into, so that when the stress comes up over our life or the external stuff is just penetrating us too much and we're so sick and tired of it, that we can reach within ourselves to rebalance and to find that flow again. So just to be clear, we're not going to feel like that 24/7. And we're not meant to feel like that 24/7. But it's those bigger moments of enjoyment of the calm, enjoyment of the balance, and really sitting in that, that can help us when the stress, the busyness, the tiredness, the upset, whatever it might be, comes up. So sorry, that was a longer audio than I wanted to give you, but and I covered a couple of things in that, but I hope all that makes sense. If you've any thoughts or anything like that, as I always say, feel free to text me at any time about it. And I look forward to really delving into this over this month. Just to say, next Tuesday night at 8:30 Irish time, I'm holding a new moon ritual and meditation class online, and I'll also be sending you a meditation and ritual you can do yourself. But this class is going to be really marking a new beginning, because new moons are all about refreshing, getting clear on where you want to go. So I thought it'd be a perfect thing to celebrate for this month as we're beginning a new year, and I definitely think it's needed at the moment. So if you'd like to sign up for that, just send me a text, just to let me know if you're thinking of coming along. And if you can't come along, there will be a replay available anyway. Okay, have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you soon.